The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is going on, my friends? I have another free view for you of the Lost Zane recordings. And if I'm understanding this correctly, one of you dickbags took the audio from the Lost Zane recordings when I did my live show back in 2016 at the VFW. And one of you submitted the audio from that, something that happened on the cringe of the week from Who Are These Podcasts? And I found out why. I guess what I'm understanding, there was a bunch of beer. I was referring to the beer cans at the VFW, empty beer cans, as dead soldiers. So when I knew that I had gotten cringe of the week, but I was like, well, what the fuck? So I called Carl and I said, so what is he? Yep, you got it. And he explained to me what it was. And I was like, oh no, that is terrible. Holy shit. But thank you for sending it. Actually, that's actually very important and helpful for your old pal, Eric Zane. I can take it. I can take it. That's ridiculous though. I can't have dead soldiers at a VFW. What an asshole. Jesus. Okay. Anyway, the Lost Zane recordings continue on. So here's another episode if you want just a little free view of the episode here for you on the free platform. But if you want the full show, it's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. One of the many things I have available on my Patreon for you to improve your listening. Well, to expand your listening. I put a bunch of stuff up on there. You won't get bored. I won't let you down. I hope you won't get bored. Try it out. And if you find yourself getting bored, then cancel it. But if you like it, keep listening to it or listening and watching to it. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for all the audio, all the video, and all the live streams. Just try it out. If it sucks, cancel it. If you like it, let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off the price tag. Okay, thanks. Here you go.
Welcome into the Eric Zane Show. Show number 152, Wednesday, the 16th of November. I got a lot of things planned today. A lot of good stuff to talk about. Things that have happened. You know, you remember your theory, Julius? By the way, welcome, buddy. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Remember your theory about when bad things happen, it piques a person's interest, and they not necessarily, oh, I'm so happy there's great bad things happening in the world, but the theory that
people are waiting for tragedies
because
people get excited about tragedies
starting to come around to
Thank
that.
You. Well, I finally did it.
It's a victory, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
everyone said I was crazy.
Well. I think what it boils down to for me is it has a lot to do with the radio show. I know there's something that will be burning on people's mind that they'll want to talk about. And so it isn't so much, I'm excited that we can, you know, I guess it is. I guess it's, I'm excited there's a specific bit of content to look forward to that you know that you will like getting it off your chest or talking about it. There was a terrible racist incident in West Virginia. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I'm glad there was a racist incident, but I'm glad we can talk about it. I guess we're just fortunate to be able to air things out that go on in the world so we can kind of frame them and let you decide when you hear them. Does that make any sense at all?
When bad things happen, it's good.
It's good for business.
For us, yeah.
It's good for things to talk about in the world. Please don't get that mistaken for... Eric Zane said he's glad that that puppy died. That's not it at all.
It's all about rooting for radio, and typically that means bad stuff.
Rooting for radio. It's a dirty business sometimes.
Someone's got to do it.
When you look at it that way. We have some activity going on in the producer slash phone screener portion of the radio station, as Jessica is teaching Kyle a number of things right now. What is that? That's his name, right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to give you the wrong impression that it was someone else.
Yeah.
It's a dude who's been like one of the, what's called solo ops, and he's the type of guy who like is minding the store late at night. And well, Jessica is training Kyle, so we got to say hello to them. First of all, Jessica, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great.
All right, nice to have you along. And you're helping train Kyle right now, isn't that right?
Yes, that's true.
Now, is this because Jackanette is losing his mind and he needs you? Because I know he needs you.
Yes. Yes, it is, actually.
The guy.
That's exactly why.
Okay, so Kyle is getting trained to actually do the same thing that you've been doing, archiving material, getting phone calls on the air. There's a lot of things you have to do, traffic, mm-hmm. Not to mention the podcast. Oh, my gosh. Now, you got plucked from his show to come over to here. And but he is just falling apart. He's like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I go, why, Dave? What's going on? Well, I don't know when the guests are coming on. I'm just clueless. I go, well, dude, they have a thing called pen and another thing called paper. Why don't you use those things and write it down?
Or get like a whiteboard.
He has a schedule.
Yeah,
I have his schedule like connected to my phone.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he actually look at it and say, oh, today I have...
Yeah, he does, but it's like 5 minutes before the show because he has meetings and stuff.
Today, the president of the Thimble Enthusiast Club will be joining me for a riveting 25-minute conversation.
We have one quilter come on and all the jokes. No, National Geographic was supposed to be on Monday. It was supposed to be on Monday, and we missed it, which is why I'm going back on, because we can't miss interviews like that.
Wait, National Geographic was like a phone-in interview? Or
yeah.
Is it, okay, they were doing...
I do a thing with them like every month for that show, so...
Okay.
What's it going to start being every month?
Apparently they were calling, and he didn't pick up the phone.
Okay. Oh, no, that's never good. Well, that's when they said, all right, Jess, you got to get back here away.
That's the last straw.
Well, I notice. I watch, and it seems like you do rule the roost on that show, and that's good, because Dave's, if you weren't there, it's obvious. He's a cluster bleep when he's if you're not there. So it's probably good. Very good. All right, Kyle. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Have you done this before?
I kind of sat here with Doan one time.
That was like
4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been that long? That's scary.
I mean, maybe it hasn't.
Time flies.
All right, buddy. Thank you. God, I brought some show and tell in today. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, God. I mean, what is it?
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So, I went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, God.
And,
what is this? You got a circumcision?
No, I got that. I got that like 45 years ago, 46 years ago. What happened was, you remember I went to the doctor and scheduled it because I've been worried about this. It seems like my sugar, I'm just guessing. I'm not a doctor, but suddenly my hands will start tingling. I'll get really confused. And I know that diabetes runs rampant in my family, and it always is about this age.
Is it your CAT scan?
So I've been like, okay, I need to go get a checkup to determine if there's anything to me having a sugar issue. And we've talked about it on the air before. So I go there. Now, it's no secret that since time signing on till now, I talked to you about how I kind of let myself go. Before, it was like constantly getting ready to do an Ironman to literally, whatever, I'll go for a brisk walk. So, you know, going from that to brisk walk level of activity, you're going to pack on a few fun pounds. you're going to pack it on right now. And first of all, when you get weighed for age management, are you fully clothed?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I am too when I went to the doctors yesterday.
Okay.
And the first thing I thought when I got on the scale is...
I'd weigh less if I took my pants off.
Well, I was considering it because of the fact that I weigh more than you right now.
No way.
As of last night.
What is it?
I was 171.5.
Okay.
That's a little bit more than you, Julius.
Slightly more, yes. I think so, I came in like just a shade or a little bit over 170 on Friday.
So, when we started in April...
I was 200.
You were 200. And when I went to the doctor in March, I weighed something else. And this is, and I'll tell you, I went into the exam room after the 171, and it was stuck in my head. I was like, oh, God, I hope no one notices that. And then the nurse is asking me a series of questions, smoke, drink, all these things. You do this, you do that. No, no, no. Okay, now what's the problem? I explain it. She types it all in so the doctor can see it. And then she goes, now, it says here that the last time you were here, you weighed 154?
You know when they're surprised when they talk about your weight? It's not a good thing.
And I went, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, that was March.
That's not terrible, though. 15 pounds?
I go, yeah. Hey, well, that's, what, 17 pounds?
Whatever.
16 and a half, or 17 and a half. And she
15
goes,
pounds. Go on.
She goes, okay. I go, yeah. And I basically told her what I just told you. Activity level decrease and ate whatever the hell I wanted. So now that plays into it because if there is a diabetic issue, you know, fluctuating weight, I mean, gaining weight doesn't help. I sit in front of the doc and I explain it to him. He goes, all right. So I explain these symptoms and he goes, the first thing we need to do is the next time you start to feel like what you've described to me, you need to take your blood glucose. So he gave me this. He gave me a glucometer. And you just
poke your finger, right?
Poke your finger, put it on the strip, and tells you your sugar level. So, but he goes, now, they only give you 10 strips, and they're super expensive. So just do it whenever you feel like you're falling off the side of the earth. And I said to him, I go, well, when I take care of myself, I don't feel it. If I am conscientious and I eat appropriately during the day.
Well, then eat appropriately.
Exactly. I might never even open the box.
No, you're gonna have to. Did they give that to you or did they have to pay for it?
He gave it to me because they had a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
So he just gave it. It's free, which is ridiculous. A doctor, and I got a medical device, and it didn't cost me $8,000. So now I wait.
So if you start passing out, you're going to start poking your finger?
Right. Of course, I'll be all confused then, so I'll jab my nose or something. It doesn't stop bleeding. So, that's the start of trying to get to the bottom of it. Now, if it indicates a weird number, then it requires more tests. I think they call it like a fasting glucose test or something like that. Pregnant women have to drink this concoction when they're pregnant to determine if they're diabetic or not during the pregnancy.
My mom was. She had to use one of those.
This crazy, thick, sugary liquid and then take your blood like every 8 minutes or something like that. See how your body responds to it. So we'll see. In the meantime, you know, I just feel terrible that I'm this heavy. I've never been this heavy. In fact, hell, after I got fired, I was really stressed, obviously, and I got down to like 148 because I wasn't eating at all.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's little.
That is.
That's like, you know.
So yeah, that's almost a 30-pound swing.
Yep.
That's not good.
No, no. So, I don't know. It seems to be stabilizing a little bit. Didn't help last night that despite this information, I, of course, cracked open another box of Golden Grahams and feasted like a king.
You got to move to Raisin Bran.
Love that, too.
Yeah, but at least that's healthy for you.
Yeah, I eat like five bowls, though. I can't. It's like it's portion control. I can't.
Think how regular you'll be with Raisin Bran.
It's true. So there. Did you see the story about Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher? Okay.
Is this surprising to anybody?
There is a part of it that is surprising, but... and I guess I'm surprised by why she did this. Because here's the thing. Carrie Fisher, who, of course, played Princess Leia, and for the longest time, there was always... Boy, were they a couple in real life? Now, Carrie Fisher was 19 when they were making the film in 1976. Ford was 33. She has a new book out called The Princess Diarist, where she admits that she, in fact, had a three-month affair with Harrison Ford during the making of Star Wars.
Is that surprising? What's
probably not. The thing that's surprising to me is her coming out with it now because of, well, there's a lot of things going on. I'm sure that unless she's dead, Harrison Ford's wife at the time is probably right now going, what? Huh?
That little rascal.
In the book, it says it all started with a night of drinking. Harrison drove her home, and they ended up in bed. She was 19. He was 33. He was married at the time to the first of his three wives, Mary Marquardt. They had two kids. Fisher says, quote, it was so intense. It was Han and Leia during the week and Carrie and Harrison during the weekend. I was so inexperienced, but I trusted something about him. He was kind. Yeah, I'm sure his wife at the time would if she didn't know right now, and then suddenly it's she learns about it. That's got to feel bad. If you didn't have any idea,
maybe she knew,
maybe not. I guess. I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is I'm surprised at the reckless nature of this revelation for her to just drop it like that. Not to mention the fact that Ford's been married for some time to Calista Flockhart, who may be sitting around going, "You did? Wow. Okay. You know, at one time during his relationship right now, I wonder if the conversation ever came about. And
I just assume they were doing that anyway.
What's that?
I assume they were going to Pound Town.
Well, right. But, I mean, what if he had said to Calista Flockhart,
I never did anything.
I've never cheated on a woman. I've never done that. That's ridiculous. And now...
It's Harrison Ford.
She comes out, and then he's got to answer to Calista Flockhart with, well, yeah, I did do that. It's the rare maneuver of guy who's in trouble for cheating, and he's married to the woman who he has not cheated on ever, perhaps, more than likely.
Perhaps.
So it's just weird. That was the only thing I was surprised at, that she would just throw it out there like that.
Apparently Apparently Harrison Ford said it was okay.
That isn't what I got. I had heard that she sent him a note saying, by the way, this is going to be in the book. Unless it's...
Ford, who had a heads up about the book from Fisher and received a draft, didn't respond to people's requests for a comment. It seems like he was okay with it. It's not like he threw a fit about it, right?
Doesn't say. All it says is he was given a heads up.
And that's received a draft. How about that? You got some light reading.
That's kind of like, you know, if you're working, you know, if Jack Annette's walking around here... And says, hey, heads up. You're heads up. The boss is about to fire you. I mean, there's really nothing that's going to change. It's kind of like just you better be aware because it's head on a swivel. You're about to get it. So that's what heads up means. Hey, look alive. Incoming.
I mean, it was 40 years ago. I think everyone.
Well,
it's Carrie Fisher.
Right. You're probably right, but I don't think the.
Weren't they two really good looking people filming?
Yeah.
You know who I feel bad for? Mark Hamill. He didn't get anything. He was the odd man out. He was the third wheel.
I don't know, man. What's the guy who played R2-D2? What's his name? Kenny Powers or something? Kenny something?
Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker. Kenny Powers. Maybe.
You're saying Kenny Baker and Mark Hamill?
You never know. You never know.
Like, how awkward would it be? Like they're like touching each other under the table during the read. Mark's like, man, she's my sister. Wow. And it's not like Han Solo's going to make an appearance again, so it's not going to be weird. Come on, everyone who wants to see that movie has seen that movie. They might never have to see each other again.
This is a flashback, maybe. Spoiler alert. That Rogue One comes out in December, I think.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Meh.
I know you're.
It's not like, it's not trilogy canon.
You know what I like a lot about the Star Wars films is going to sound really nerd. Soundtrack. The music.
Yeah.
The music that goes with it. Dun, 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 dun.
That's really good. It really took me back. What's the guy's name who wrote the song?
John Williams.
That's right. Yeah, he's awesome. I'm surprised he's still alive. Hopefully he stays alive for the next two. 84. Ugh.
There was an incident in Allegan County. Bad crash on the road in Allegan County. It caused a semi to lose its payload. We'll talk about that in a second. And military families. This is something BBL is doing with their sister station, Nash FM. We'll talk about that in just a bit. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Bye-bye.